May we help to commence evening worship by singing together hymn 187. Hymn 187 to the tune of Buckland 450. Jesus draws the chosen race by his sweet, resistless grace, calls in them to hear his call and before his power to fall. Then how eagerly they move in the happy paths of love. How they glory in the Lord, pleased with Jesus' sacred word. Hymn 187 to tune Buckland 450.
There are two portions from the Holy Word of God that I'd like us to read together this evening. Our first reading is from the Book of Psalms. I'd like us to read together the sixth psalm. And our second reading is from the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians and the 12th chapter. Two readings, our first reading from the Book of Psalms and our second reading from the second Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. Psalm 6. To the chief musician on Neginoth, upon Sheminith, a psalm of David. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed. But thou, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. Mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of all mine enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. Let us now turn to the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians and chapter 12. Twelfth of the second of Corinthians. It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such and one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seemeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelations that were given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. For the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I do not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, stripes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults. And lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. And we'll leave the reading of the Holy Word of God there. May he bless the reading of his word to each of our souls, and may he help each of us to call upon his great and holy name in prayer. Great and almighty Lord God, as we come, Lord, to the evening of thy day, may, Lord, thy Spirit bestow upon us that true spirit of worship, that, Lord, we may be favoured even on this Lord's Day evening to worship thee. Think of Job, even as we mentioned this afternoon. Job, Lord, had those great difficulties. How thou, Lord, thou did permit Satan to touch all that he had, all his earthly prosperity, his children, and yet, Lord, he worshipped thee. What a mercy, Lord, if we are granted that true spirit of worship, that, Lord, we may be favoured, Lord, to be truly thankful for thy mercies, thy manifold mercies. Any, Lord, that are going through deep waters, any, Lord, that are in trials or difficulties, may they, Lord, be enabled, Lord, even in the trial, even in the difficulty, even in the anxiety, even in the flames, to worship thee. For, Lord, thou art a merciful God, a gracious God, a long-suffering God. And, Lord, it's through thy mercy that we are not consumed. It's through thy mercy, Lord, that thou hast enabled us, permitted us, granted us the desire to be found here this night, that, Lord, we're not in a never-ending eternity in hell, that, Lord, we're still found upon praying ground, and thou knowest the prayer, Lord, that we must come into thy house praying, as, Lord, the publican did. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We look back, Lord, even on this day, the previous parts of thy day. We look back, Lord, even upon the last week, and how many sins have we committed, Lord? Thou knowest, Lord. Thou dost record them all. We come so short. I come so short of that standard that's set in thy holy word. Guilty of breaking all thy 10 commands. And yet, Lord, the wages of sin is death. Eternal death. Eternal damnation. In that place where the worm dieth not. And yet, Lord, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And what a mercy it is so, Lord, that salvation is full and free to those, Lord, who are so loathsome in and of themselves. Those, Lord, that have got those wounds, those bruises, those putrefying sores. Those, Lord, whom there is in them no soundness in and of themselves. Those, Lord, who feel to be even like lepers. And yet, Lord, the lepers came to thee, and thou did heal them. O Lord, and we come with that sin
like unto leprosy. Heal us, Emmanuel, here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Lord, heal us. May that Son of Righteousness arise with that healing in his wings. Heal us, Lord, from that leprosy that pervades every part of our body. Heal us, Lord, and make us acceptable in the sight of a thrice holy God. Wash us. Wash me. Make me whiter than snow. Purge me. Though our sins be as scarlet, may they be, may be made whiter than wool. May, Lord, we in nature know that our sins are forgiven. That, Lord, our sins are cast behind thy back. That our sins are cast into the depths of the ocean. That, Lord, we may be amongst that, like that one in thy word, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee. For, Lord, there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. But, Lord, we must come. And may we each be enabled to come, confessing our sins, confessing our shortcomings, confessing our iniquities, our failings. May we come, Lord, with that true spirit of confession. We confess our sins, for thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Lord, we are so unrighteous in and of ourselves. All our righteousness is as filthy rags. We are unclean things. And yet again, Lord, we think of what we had to speak of this morning. Joshua, a brand plucked from the fire, plucked from the burning. And how, Lord, his iniquity, those filthy garments were removed from him. And how, Lord, that robe, that garment that was put on him. Oh, Lord, what a mercy that for we're such sinners, such lawbreakers. And yet, Lord, if we're found in a precious Christ, thou wilt put on us that robe of his righteousness imputed to us, Lord. That, Lord, we may be acceptable in the sight of a thrice holy God. Nothing to commend ourselves, nothing to plead of ourselves that we have not received. But, Lord, a precious Christ and his righteousness, that one who came into this world to fulfill the law in every jot and tittle. The one, Lord, who the law giver and the law filler, Lord, for his people. Oh, Lord, what a mercy, Lord, that there is salvation. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And how we need saving, Lord. We can't save ourselves. We're incapable of saving ourselves, incapable of a single thought aright, unless thou dost help us. Incapable of, Lord, doing anything right, unless thou dost. Sin, Lord, is mixed with all we do. And yet, Lord, to be plead a precious Christ. What a mercy, Lord, that we can plead what he has done. And he has done alone on that cross. When he said it is finished. Salvation is finished. Sure and certain for those, Lord, that are thine. This work was finished. Soon, Lord, to be ascended up into heaven. And even now, is at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The precious Christ. May, Lord, we look to thee. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What a mercy, Lord, that we do have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus Christ the righteous. That, Lord, even in heaven now, is pleading our case. He knows, Lord, he knows all about us, knows us better than we do ourselves, knows us through and through, knows all of our infirmities, knows our failings, knows our shortcomings, and knows, Lord, when we're tempted, who is tempted in all points, like we are sin accepted. Oh, Lord, what a mercy to know we have that mediator in God and the man, Christ Jesus, that mediator of a better covenant, that mediator of the new covenant, the mediator of an everlasting covenant, not founded upon anything we've got or anything we've done, but founded upon what he has done, and he has done alone. But, O Lord, to be found under that covenant. May each Lord here, each Lord that normally gathers here, those, Lord, that may be unable to gather here through other commitments or infirmities, Lord, and others, Lord, that may be listening, may each know they're under that covenant. And may, Lord, they know thee. And may they know a precious, and may, Lord, we praise thee. Lord, may we know thee. Just to know thee is to love thee. and may we love thee more. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, that each, that we granted those evidences that they are amongst thy people. For the thought, Lord, that we're not amongst thy people is too much to bear. But the Lord, those, Lord, that are chosen, those, Lord, that are called, that chosen generation, that royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, may we have those evidences that we have been chosen by thee, and called by thee. Thou knowest those that are thine, Lord. They're in that Lamb's Book of Life, graven on the palms of thy hand, and what a mercy if each here have that hope, that good hope through grace, that their name, that my name, is graven on the palms of thy hands. That, Lord, thou hast done all things for us. That, Lord, thou hast redeemed us. That, Lord, thou paid the price for our sins. That we're made whiter than snow, made acceptable in thy sight. May we each know it, Lord. And may, Lord, each know the forgiveness of sins, loathsome sins, mountains of sins. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And may that precious blood, the blood of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, be applied to each of our consciences, to each of our hearts, that we might be found sheltering under the blood. The life is in the blood. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, that we each might be found sheltering in a precious Christ. For thou, Lord, art a consuming fire out of Christ, but are to be found in him. O Lord, for thy Holy Spirit to be found in us. Do, Lord, be with each of thy people. Do, Lord, be with those that gather here and those that are listening in the various circumstances of life. Uphold them, strengthen and support them. Any, Lord, that are in Satan's sieve, we pray, Lord, that thou would uphold them. That one that was in Satan's sieve, thou knowest, Lord, thou pray for them that his faith fail not. Any of those that feel, Lord, their faith is on the verge of failing, we know, Lord, that God-given faith cannot fail if it comes from thee. It might feel at times to be very small and a very small lead, but it cannot be destroyed. But thou knowest, though, thy people at times, Lord, feel as if even the faith would be destroyed. And yet, Lord, what a mercy if thou hast prayed for them, that thy faith fail not. But grant, Lord, that each might have that desire, Lord, to increase our faith. Grant, Lord, that we might trust. Grant that we might look. And grant, Lord, that we might believe more in thee. Those, Lord, in great difficulties, those, Lord, that even might feel to be at the end of the earth, do be with them there. Those, Lord, that might feel, for thou art everywhere, Lord. Those, Lord, that might feel oppressed, Lord, do help them. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord, I will set them in safety from him that puffeth at them. Do, Lord, be with those, Lord, that feel down, cast down. For thou knowest, Lord, how thy people do get cast down. Speak a word, Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. And those, Lord, that are cast down, may they let praise thee for thy wonderful goodness and to the children of men. Do, Lord, draw nigh. Be with any, Lord, that are in affliction's path. We don't know the circumstances, Lord, of any that would gather here or that are listening. Any, Lord, that are laid aside on a bed of affliction, do be with them. We think of our friend Gerald, Lord, Bus. We thank thee, Lord, we gather that he's returned home, but do be with him. Grant that health and strength unto him that might return and be with his wife. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, that thy presence might be known and felt even in the affliction. And may, Lord, each be able to say that are in affliction. It's good for me that I've been afflicted. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Sanctify these things, Lord, to thy praise, thine honour, and thy that good might come out of them. We beseech of thee. But do be with each that are in affliction, any that are in hospital. Do, Lord, draw with any that are in homes or care homes, do be with them. Do, Lord, grant thy presence and thy upholding. Be with those that have lost loved ones. Lord, we pray, Lord, for each. And Lord, we think of that funeral that's coming up that we've now been asked to do. And I feel so insufficient, so unable to do it without thy help, Lord. But we would pray for the family, that thou would uphold them at this time in all the arrangements that have to be made. And Lord, thou would grant, Lord, that there might be that outpouring of thy Spirit even upon them. That there might be that remembrance of their father, now taken to glory many years ago, and now their mother, and what witnesses they were to saving grace, to amazing grace, to sovereign grace. And may, Lord, there be that outpouring of thy Spirit upon them, that help afforded to them, and may they, Lord, return. Do, Lord, be with them, we beseech of thee, uphold them, and be with others that mourn, others that lost, that loved ones, Lord, we pray thou to be with them. Do, Lord, uphold them, strengthen men, support them. But may, Lord, we each be mourners, mourners over our sin, mourners over what the price was paid for. Blessed are they that mourn. Oh, Lord, may we be true mourners over our sins. Be with those that are elderly, feel the infirmities of old age. Do be with them. Carry them, Lord, even those that have got hoar hairs, as I said, thou will do in thy word. Those, Lord, that feel that mud wall cottage shake, what a mercy if they feel, Lord, it's even in that hymn, Lord, they long to hear it fall. But do be with them, Lord. Those, Lord, whose memories is going and so on, Lord, do, Lord, be with them. And those that care for them, uphold them and strengthen and support them, we beseech thee. We thank thee for our Bethesda homes, may they continue. Continue if it's thy will. And be with each, we beseech, of thee. And do, Lord, be with the young and rising generation, the children. Do we think of those, Lord, here that have just had exams and assignments to have to be done? Lord, do go with them and go before them in the future. Open doors and shut doors. Do, Lord, grant, Lord, that wisdom, wise counsel and good judgment in all things. And do, Lord, be with them. Grant, Lord, that they will be guided and directed aright by thee. And may, Lord, each be able to say in life's journey, the will of the Lord be done. And may, Lord, each be made submissive to thy will. But do be with them, Lord, those that have had exams, grant them that success, if it's thy will. And do, Lord, be... Lord, we do pray for the children, even the young children, Lord, those that are young in years. Do, Lord, work mightily. Do, Lord, keep them. We can't keep them, we cannot keep ourselves. Do, Lord, keep them from the world. Keep them from the spirits of the world, the spirit of the world. And grant, Lord, wisdom to parents, that they might chain up the children, the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that the children might be numbered amongst thy people, for thou knowest those that are thine. Do, Lord, be with this cause of truth, and each of the causes of truth, while thy name is faithfully proclaimed. Do, Lord, grant a godly, gracious increase here in each of the causes, if it's thy will. Constrain others to come in. Go into the highways and the byways. Constrain those, Lord, that are lame, the halt, the blind. Do, Lord, bring others in. Think of, Lord, even what our friend said this morning. Do, Lord, be with that lady, Lord, and grant that she might return here with her family if it's thy will. Do, Lord, build up Zion. Build up Priory Chapel. Build up each of the chapels. Lord, we need thee to work. So many of our causes that I know is, Lord, are brought low in numbers. We know, Lord, thou hast said in thy word that where two or three are gathered in thy name, there am I in the midst. And we thank thee for that, Lord, even for the two and three that gather in thy name, thou will be in the midst. And yet, Lord, are there not some that have not bowed the knee to Baal round here? Are there not some, Lord? Thou knowest those that are thine. Bring them in, Lord. Build up the church here. Build up the congregation here. Grant, Lord, that this corner of thy vineyard might be a fruitful vineyard, a fruitful corner, that there might be that fruit towards thy great and holy name. Prodigals that have left, constrain them to come back, we beseech of thee, bring them to that place and condition where they remembered their fathered house, then they return. And what a welcome the prodigal had. Do, Lord, be with the office bearers here, our friend at the desk, our brother at the desk, do be with him. Choose the hymns for him. And reading services, Lord, choose them for him. And uphold him in all the things, Lord, that he has to attend to here. And be with thy servant, Lord, that goes forth from this place. We trust thou hast been with him at Mount Buer's this day. And thou, if he's not labouring the evening, thou will grant journey and mercies unto him and his wife. Do be with him. And do be with each of thy servants, those that preach the gospel, and those that bear the burden of preaching the gospel. Do, Lord, be with them. But do be with each, Lord. Be with one, Lord, just sent out into the ministry. We don't know if he labours this day. We don't know where he labours, if he does labour. But, Lord,
uphold him. Grant, Lord, that he might dip his feet in oil, that he might be made acceptable unto the brethren. Do, Lord, be with his wife and that child that's expected, Lord, do be with them in the pathway that's now before them. We thank thee, Lord, for another sent out. May it prove to be of thee, Lord. And may he prove, and may each of thy servants prove, Lord, to be as Haggai, as I, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message. Ambassadors for Christ. Setting before the people, setting before the things they've handled, tasted and felt of the good word of God. Cutting nothing out, leaving nothing out. And may it all be to thy praise, thine honour and thy glory. And yet, Lord, the harvest is great, the labourers are few. Thou knowest, Lord. Do, Lord, be with us as a nation, preserve unto us our Lord's Day, preserve unto us our Protestant heritage and our Christian liberties. Hear the sighs and cries of thy poor people regarding the abominations that are done in the land. Stem the tide of iniquity in this and the nations of the world. Be with those in authority over us. We would bear them before thee, thou'd work even there. That, Lord, there might be that turning unto thee, those, Lord, that worship an unknown God or worship a heathen God. Do, Lord, open their eyes. They might know there's only one God in heaven. Do, Lord, work none are beyond thy reach. And may there be many brands plucked from the burning. Stop some in their mad career, we beseech of thee. Be with thy people throughout the world. Those in places of conflict, grant conflicts might not spread. We think of Ukraine and other places, those weapons of mass destruction, Lord. May they not be used if it's thy will, Lord. May peace return. Be with thy people that suffer persecution. Lessen the persecution if it is thy will, and grant thy grace. Grant thy upholding. Grant, Lord, they might persevere. And do, Lord, be with them. Do, Lord, be with each of thy people. Thou hast said thou will be, Lord. And we beseech thee thou would uphold, thou would strengthen, that thou would support. And we do pray for those that fear thee not. Do, Lord, work mightily. Open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. That they might see wonderful things. That, Lord, they might know thou as a wonderful God. Yes, a consuming fire out of Christ, and yet a God of love to thy people. Do, Lord, work mightily, we beseech of thee, for death is upon the road. Lord, stop some in their mad career, those that are hurtling on that broad path to destruction. For many there are that go that way. And yet, Lord, grant that some might be turned. Some might have that repentance. And some, Lord, might be all if it's thy will, Lord. For thou only knowest those that are thine. We'd not limit thee, Lord. Make thine arm bare, we beseech of thee. Forgive all our sins, all our transgressions. Wash us and make us whiter than the snow. We thank thee, Lord, for granting us health and strength to be here this night. We thank thee, Lord, for granting journey and mercies unto us. We pray, Lord, that this might prove to be one of thine appointments. That thy gracious presence might be known and felt. That there might be some good done in the name of the worthy child Jesus. That it all might redound to thy praise, to thine honour, to thy glory. Lord, help me to speak. May we prove, Lord, that that bowl of meal does not waste. That cruse of oil is not empty. That there's a portion for six, yea, also for seven. That, Lord, there might be a word of comfort spoken. If necessary, a word of rebuke. If necessary, a word of chastisement. But, Lord, thy voice, that's what we desire to hear. May they lose sight of the poor man in the pulpit. And may, Lord, they hear thee. And may, Lord, thou grant that thy word might not return unto thee void. Thou said it will not do. But may, Lord, it take that deep root down within each of us. And may we be amongst those who are good ground hearers. Plough up our hearts, that we might receive thy word. Help us, Lord. Set of heart that cut you for every mercy, thy manifold mercies, providential mercies. And those greater mercies, those greater spiritual mercies. As we would ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
The notices for the opening week are that, God willing, Mr. Paul Tyler is engaged to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day, both morning and evening. the collection and donations for the month are in the general fund 1,985. A quarterly donation from the Gospel Standard Relief Society was also received for £600, and we were helped to apply for gift aid and received £4,888.76 relating to donations from January 20 onwards. In the maintenance fund there was £5, and in the benevolent fund £50. The Lord's provisions for this house are wonderful indeed, and we would acknowledge his mercy and thank the friends for their willing giving. May we now be helped to continue our worship, singing together hymn 939, hymn 939, tune Crimond 851. Jesus, immutably the same, the true and living vine, around thy all-supporting stem my feeble arms I'd twine. Each moment watered by thy care and fenced with power divine, fruit to eternal life would bear the feeblest branch of thine. Hymn 939, tune Crimond 851.
Thank you.
turn together this evening to the psalm that we read together, the sixth psalm. And there are four words that I trust have been laid upon my spirit for us to meditate upon this evening. And those four words can be found in the second verse. And it's these four words. For I am weak. And the whole verse reads, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed, for I am weak. The Psalm of David. And as in many of the Psalms, the Psalm begins with a complaint, a mourning over a condition, whether it be affliction, whether it be trouble, anxieties or cares. And then towards the end of the psalm, there is that rejoicing. There is that answer to prayer. There is, well, in this psalm here, at the end, the ninth verse, the Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. I am weak. In the pilgrimage journey here below, remember that the Lord's people are pilgrims and strangers in the earth. And there are times and seasons when the Lord's people feel to have no strength. There are times and seasons when they feel to be weak, when they feel that they can't do anything right, when they feel they're incapable of doing anything right in the sight of God. Whether it be incapable of a right thought, whether it's incapable of a right action, incapable of doing what's right in the sight of God. I am weak. Maybe bodily affliction that brings down the person, so their strength is taken from them. Perhaps as they get older in age, you know, 80 years, or if they be reasonable strength, 80 years. But then there's trouble, cares, concerns, anxieties, body weakening, perhaps can't do the things that they used to do, strength decaying. I am weak. Now the psalmist here, David. We don't know exactly what was making David weak. Perhaps he was in sickness. It says that above this psalm here. David's complaint in his sickness. So perhaps it was an afflictive dispensation that was bringing him down. But he was bringing him down. And his desire, well, what a good thing it is, isn't it, to know that there's a God in heaven, an almighty God, that we can make all things a matter of prayer. And prayer's a great privilege to the Lord's people. And I trust we all prize prayer for what it is. Prayer, how a sinner, hell-deserving sinner, can have access to a thrice holy God that we're enabled in all our cares, in all our anxieties, in all our troubles, to make them a matter of prayer, that we might make our requests known unto God with that thanksgiving, our prayers and our supplications, our needs, our felt needs. What a privilege prayer is. And how prayer, in and through a precious Christ, that mediator in God and man, Christ Jesus, that we may approach by prayer to a thrice holy God. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, any that might be labouring, any that might have a burden, a great burden, maybe sin, that great burden of sin, and how it brings us down, how it weighs us down. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall
sustain. I am weak, for I am weak. David here, I am weak. Brought down, felt his weakness, felt his lack of strength, felt his infirmity. Now, what a good thing to be weak. What a good thing to know we're weak. What a good thing to be sensible of our weakness. The pathway of the Lord's people, I believe, is a pathway of dependence. It's a pathway of depending upon Him. It's a pathway of leaning upon Him. Not going in their own strength, not being independent. That's their own strength. That's their own sufficiency. That's their own way. But the pathway of the Lord's people, as I said, is a pathway of dependence. It's a pathway upon reliance. It's a pathway, as I said, leaning upon Him. Think of that one in the Canticles who came out of the wilderness. And remember how she came out of the wilderness. She was leaning upon her beloved. Leaning. Why was she leaning? She was weak. Leaning upon her beloved. For I am weak. So, the pathway of the Lord's people is a dependent pathway. There are many who think they've got their own strength. There are many who think they can continue to do things or to do things because they have that strength. But it's only as God grants it. Many of you know that I used to be a teacher. I'm no longer a teacher. I'm now retired. But I used to teach in a science department. And there are a number of different sciences in there, physics, biology, and what I taught, which was chemistry. The physicists obviously believe in the Big Bang and all that stuff. Absolute lies, of course, it's the work of Satan. But they believe it. And they believe, I've heard it said, that they believe anyone that believes in God, that anyone believes that there is a God, anyone believes that this world was created by a God, as described in the Bible, are weak. I've heard them described as being feeble, weak-minded, because they don't have a mind of their own, I've heard it said. They're weak because they have to rely on a God. They're weak because they can't make their own way without God directing. They're weak because they need a God. And I've heard that said by those who have learned, far more learned than me perhaps, those that believe that not in a God, and they think that those that do believe that, so they're feeble-minded, are weak, because they need a God. Now what a mercy if you and I are weak. What a mercy if we know our felt weakness. What a mercy to know we're weak, and to know where to go. For I am weak. I am weak. To feel our weakness. And in an unknown way. How we feel unable. How I feel unable. At times to do that which the Lord has asked me to do. That the Lord has instructed me to do. That the Lord has put in other hearts of others. To make it clear that that's what I should do. For I am weak. For I am weak. The unknown way, the future. The Lord knows the pathway of each of His people. He knows exactly what they will do. Knows exactly what they will be used for if they have a use. Knows exactly what their talents will be used for. Knows what they will do. He knows and knows what they need to receive in order to do it. Now what a mercy that is. For I am weak. Sometimes we can't even feel we can make one step in the right direction. For I am weak. Sometimes we feel we can't put one step in front of the other. Lord, I can't walk that way. Lord, I can't do what they're asking me to do. I don't have the strength, Lord. I've not got the wisdom, Lord. I've not got the knowledge, Lord. I'm so weak. I'm so feeble. I'm so poor, for I am weak. Well, I can't do what thou art asking me. That's not in a sense of disobedience, but a sense of unworthiness. I'm incapable, Lord, I can't do it unless thou art with me. Unless thou dost guide me. Unless thou dost direct me. Well, I'll come to that in a minute, if the Lord will. So weak. For I am weak. Lord, I feel so insufficient. And who is sufficient for these things? I am weak. The pathway of the Lord's people is a pathway of weakness. It's a pathway of dependence upon Him. It's a pathway of leaning upon Him. It's a pathway of prayer. Now the Lord's people are praying people. I have said it at some causes of truth. I might even said it at Braidry recently. I can't remember. I've got such a bad memory. But I don't believe you can call yourself a Christian unless you pray. Having a Christian that can't pray are almost opposite each other, really, I think. Praying. Why? Because the Lord's people, those that are weak, have to pray their way along. Pray to be helped. Pray to be supported. Pray to be strengthened. Pray because they're weak. Pray because they can't do anything without the Lord. They're weak. So think of Paul, Saul. He was at one time strong. He was his own righteousness, the righteousness of the law. He was zealous in the things of God. He thought he was. But he was doing God's business, wasn't he, when he held the Jews, the believers in Christ, the Jewish believers in Christ, to prison. Stephen, complicit in the death of Stephen, of course. They laid their feet. They laid their clothes at the feet of one called Saul. He had his own strength. He was going to Damascus in his own strength. And then he was cut down. The Lord stopped him on that Damascus road, that light that shined about him greater than the noonday sun. He was cut down. Blind for 3 days. He was weak. How he had to be led. How he was brought to the house of Ananias. And how he was brought to that house. And how Ananias had that message. That to go to Paul. And how he was fearful. And what was he told? Behold, he prayeth. And what was his prayer? What wilt thou have me to do? He said that on the Damascus Road. What wilt thou have me to do? Now he was weak. But he was strong in the Lord. For I am weak. If any of the Lord's people, if they are the Lord's people, and they feel they've got their own strength, if they try to do anything in their own strength, if they try to go their own way in their strength, the Lord will make them weak. The Lord will bring them down, I believe, if I know much about the pathway. The Lord will not have his people, as I said, will not have them independent. He will have them dependent. Will not have them without prayer. He will have them prayerful. And the Lord will bring any that think they've got their own strength, will bring them down so they have to cry out, for I am weak. To bring them down so they are totally dependent upon him. When it comes round to the Lord's day, the Lord's servants, well, this one in the pulpit anyway, doesn't know how he's going to get through some of the services of the Lord's house. The Lord grants a word, and sometimes that word's granted at very short notice. You think, well, I can't, Lord. I'm not able. I'm weak. I can't unless thou just grant me a word. I'm weak. I can't unless thou just grant me what to speak. I'm weak. But the Lord helps. When I am weak, then I am strong. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. For I am weak. O Lord, hear me, for my bones are vexed. What a mercy to be weak. What a mercy to feel our weakness. What a mercy the Lord teaches us our weakness to prove his strength. In Isaiah chapter 40, we can read these words.
in the Holy Word of God.
Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, nor neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. That's the ones that are weak. Those that feel they're going to faint. Those that feel they haven't got that strength. Those that feel they can't continue. Those that feel they're just going to keel over. He giveth power to the faint. He giveth the power to the faint. Not their own power, not their own strength. It's God given to them to uphold them, to strengthen them, to support them. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. To those that have got no might, to those that have got no strength, to those that feel their dependence, to those that need of him, he giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, he increases in strength. It's his power, it's his strength given to those that are faint, to those that have no might, to those that don't know how to continue, those that don't know how to put one step in front of the other, those that are weak, for I am weak. Even the youths, those that we say in younger years that have that measure of strength, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they that make it a matter of prayer, but they that wait upon them shall renew their strength. Renew their strength. They shall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. The pathway. I know we should run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But sometimes we cut that race weary. They shall run the race weary in his strength, not in their own strength. In his strength. And in his strength alone. In Ecclesiastes, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. That's not to those that have got their strength, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favour to men of skill. But time and chance, the race is not to the swift, the battle not to the battle to the strong, so on. It's his strength. That's what we need. We're weak. I am weak. Feeble. Cronies. In God's holy word, it talks about the conies, and the conies are feeble folk. Yet they had wisdom. And what was their wisdom? They made their homes in the rocks. Now what a mercy if you and I, in our weakness, in our felt witness, make the Lord our strength. That we're found like the conies in the Lord. For I am weak. Now the psalmist knew it. David knew it. I am weak. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. In the 18th Psalm, the Psalm of David. This is one of the songs of David. It's very similar to the 2nd of Samuel, chapter 22. And penned when the Lord delivered David from the hand of all his enemies, whether it be Saul or Absalom and so on. And David could write this. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Remember David went against that bear and the lion to rescue the lamb. The Lord granted him the strength. Remember he went against Goliath. Wouldn't go in the armour of Saul. He hadn't proved it. He proved God. God hadn't let him down. The Lord was his strength. The Lord granted him the victory. Didn't go in his own strength. He was a stripling, a lad, wasn't he, against Goliath. That great giant. Was it 9 feet 9 inches, I think it was. That height. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. My strength. The Lord was his strength. For I am weak. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. A rock immovable. A rock firm. He is my fortress. My strong tower. My hiding place. My all in all. My refuge. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God my strength.
There it is again.
My strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. Not his own strength. The Lord was his strength. The Lord granted him that strength. The Lord upheld him at those times when he needed David again. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. The strength in the Lord. Their strength in the Lord. He is their strength, not their own strength, because they're weak. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. The Lord Almighty, the Lord Omnipotent. Strength. The Lord will give strength unto his people. Those that are weak. Those that don't know how to walk in his ways. Those that don't have that strength to follow. Those that have that strength to do this. The Lord will give strength. Not your own strength. Not your own felt strength, but in his strength. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. For I am weak. For those that are weak, made strong. Made strong through him and him alone. The 202nd Psalm. Strength. He weakened. I've said this already. But if we feel we've got our own strength, the Lord will weaken it. The 102nd Psalm is a psalm for the afflicted. When the afflicted is overwhelmed, they he poured out his complaint before the Lord. And in that psalm, it says, my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. Bones, we had bones in the second of verse of Psalm 6. Now bones are the things that give our body strength. The things that support our bodies. For my bones are my days are consumed like smoke. My bones are burned as a hearth. My heart is smitten and withered like grass, so that I forget to eat my bread, become almost a skeleton. Like a pelican of the wilderness, like an owl of the desert. I watch him as the sparrow alone upon the house. Mine enemies reproach me all the day. My days are like a shadow that declineth. I am withered like grass. What a condition, isn't it? Brought down. Affliction. But he said this. He weakened my strength in the way. He weakened my strength in the way. He shortened my days. He weakened my... But the Lord grants strength to his people. And if we feel we've got our own strength, if we feel we can do anything in our own strength, then if we're amongst the Lord's people, I believe it will be brought down. The Lord will bring us up. Because the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me. I am weak, feeble, can't do... The song of Moses. When Moses and the Lord's chosen nation were brought through that sea, when they got to the other side, this song was sung. First thing they did. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength. There it is again. Not their strength. Remember, they were oppressed. Those taskmasters. The Lord made his arm bare on their behalf. The Egyptians followed them. And how they all drowned when the sea came back. The Lord is my strength. They've done great things for them. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare him in habitation. My Father's God. And I will exalt him. The Lord is my strength. For I am weak. For I am weak. And the Lord is the strength of his people because they are weak. When I am weak, I am strong. Strong in him. Strong through him. That portion that we read together in the 2nd of Corinthians, Paul had weakness. He had that thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet him. And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of my revelation there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet me this morning, and more so this afternoon, I suppose, at Braintree, was dealing much with the devil and how the devil torments the Lord's people and how the devil will not leave the Lord's people alone. The devil leaves his own alone, but not his own people. How he is the accuser of the brethren and how he accuses them before God and how they have to come in guilty. And in Zechariah, the messenger, the Satan that stood by, Job, and so on. Paul here had a messenger of Satan to buffet him. The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure, to keep him down, to keep him humble, rather than being exalted. Remember, he was a greatly used man. Yes, a sinner, but a greatly used by God, the apostle to the Gentiles. And how in the Acts? It's called the Acts, isn't it? The Acts of the Apostles. Really, it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit using poor men. Very poor men. Very weak men in and of themselves. To preach the gospel to others. Think of Paul. I've mentioned Paul. Think of Peter. Peter, now Peter was used. And Peter, remember Peter. Satan's sieve. Went into Satan's sieve. And how he cursed God, didn't he? Those oaths and curses that he said. Satan's sieve. I know the Lord prayed for him in that his faith fail not. But he went into Satan's sieve. Left the Lord. How he denied. Solemn, isn't it? How far we can fall when we're left. And yet Peter, when the Lord was risen, go and tell his disciples and Peter. It's lovely having that and Peter. I've commented on that before in another place. And Peter. Don't forget Peter. What, Peter, the one that denied me with those and gifts? Yeah, don't forget Peter. Peter had wonderful revelations of the Lord. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Mount of Transfiguration. Well, go, and denied his Lord. Go and tell Peter. And now the Lord appeared to Peter, didn't he? Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me? Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee. Lovest thou me? And when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. And how he was used. Used the preaching of the gospel. Used weak. And how the Lord uses those weak things, those feeble things, not those that have got their own strength. Because that would be glorifying a man, wouldn't it? Not those that think they're sufficient for the work. No, the Lord chooses the foolish things, the poor things, the weak things. Why? So that he can have all the praise, all the honour, and all the glory. Not man. No, not man. Nothing to glory in. Nothing in the flesh. Nothing of man's strength. It's the Lord. Back to Paul. He had that thorn in the flesh. The message of Satan to buffet me. You might have a thorn in the flesh. Message of Satan to buffet you. I said at Braintree, I think, that how wonderful it is in the Word of God that it doesn't say what the thorn in the flesh was. If it said what the thorn of the flesh was that Paul had, then we might think these words might not apply to us. We might not have that particular thorn. I tend to think that the thorn that Paul had was his sin. That Satan would not let him forget his sin. That the Lord, that Satan would not let him forget his pathway. Remember what he did. Blasphemer, persecuted, injurious. Hailed the Lord. And I know the sins of the Lord's people are forgiven because they're laid upon the precious Christ. But Satan. Satan, I'm sure he would come back and remind him. But we don't exactly know what the thorn of the flesh is. But it certainly was a thorn in the flesh. And we know it was a messenger of Satan to buffet him. And of course, what did he do? He turned to prayer. He besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. Now that was his desire. But the Lord did not see fit to remove that thorn. The Lord easily could have removed that thorn. The Lord easily, if it had been his will, not allowed Satan to put Peter in that sieve. But that was the Lord's will. And the Lord didn't want this thorn removed. But he gave something to Paul much better. Much greater than the removal of the thorn. His grace. And he said unto him, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, do I rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. My strength, the Lord's strength, not his own strength, not Paul's strength, not your strength, not my strength. It's our weakness. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. For I am weak, feeble, can't do anything, feeble-minded, can't do anything without him. My grace, his grace, the grace of God, the free favour of God to hell-deserving sinners. My grace, his grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. And the link there is his strength, Paul's weakness. Your weakness, my weakness, his strength. For I am weak. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses. For Christ's sake, for when I am weak, then I am I strong. When I am weak, then am I strong. It's a contradiction really to man, isn't it? How can you be weak and strong? Weak in self, strong in him. When I am weak, then am I strong. I am weak. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. In Ezekiel, it talks about those knees that are made, that poured out like water. In Joel, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning sticks into... Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Weak in self, strong in him. Strong in him. What a mercy, isn't it? That when we're weak, that when we're feeble, no strength in self, no help in self, nothing we can do. Hasten to the Lord. Lord, I'm so weak, so feeble, so pathetic. When I am weak, then am I strong. What a mercy, isn't it? Romans. For when we were yet without strength. That's weak, isn't it? Without strength. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Strength. Not to keep the law. Strength, such failures, such law. Christ died for the ungodly. When we were yet without strength, Christ died for the ungodly. When I am weak, then I am strong. What a mercy, isn't it? When I am weak, what a mercy to know we're weak. What a mercy to hasten to a precious Christ in all things. Ephesians. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Because I'm weak. For I am weak. To be strengthened by him. To be upheld in the inner man. To be strengthened to do all things. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Those that are weak, be strong in the Lord. That's not strong in themselves. That's no strength in themselves. It's strength in the Lord. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When Satan comes, messenger of Satan, you've got no might against him. No, I know he's defeated. The Lord defeated him. But how do we defeat Satan? Put on the whole armour of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Again, Ephesians chapter 6. His strength, our weakness. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. Strength. What a mercy, as I keep saying, because it's so true. What a mercy if we know we're weak. What a mercy if the Lord's taught us that we've got no strength in ourselves. You might find at times to be like that bruised reed, that smoking, not quenched, not broken, is it? When we are weak, when I am weak, then I am strong, mighty, to the pulling down of strongholds. Without Christ, we are nothing. Nothing at all. Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. Paul knew it. Nothing. Without him, I can do nothing. Without him, I am nothing. Yet I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There it is again. I can do all things, not of my own strength. I haven't got any, I'm weak and feeble. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Strengtheneth me. And we all have to prove that if we're amongst the Lord's people. No strength in ourselves. No ability in ourselves. Nothing in ourselves. Nothing in ourselves. We're weak. The psalmist, for I am weak. I am weak. And yet he knew that the Lord was his strength. The saving strength of his anointed. I am weak. You might feel to be weak. Might be weak in body. Then am I strong? He weakeneth my strength in the days. Bring me down. I'm strong in him. May the Lord strengthen each in the pathways, in the things that the Lord calls us to do. And may we not go in our own strength. May we not go in our own felt strength. May we not go in our own felt knowledge. May we go leaning upon him. So all sufficient strength. May he strengthen us to do that which is right in his sight. May he guide and direct us aright to walk that way that he would have us go. For I'm weak. I can't do it, Lord. The pathway that I personally have been called to, I feel so insufficient, you see, for it. I don't know how I'm going to be able to cope with it. For I am weak. Poor. Needy. But I know where to go. Oh, what a mercy that we know where to go. For when I am weak, then I am strong. May we prove it. May you prove it. Prove his strength. Prove that he does all things for his people. When we are weak, that he upholds us to that which is right. When I can't make one step in front of the other, that he carries us. He said he would do that to those that have got whole hair. We'll carry them. They're weak. What a mercy it is, so, isn't it? The Lord's merciful. The Lord's gracious. And we're weary at times. Sometimes how we get weary. The psalmist here, I am weary of my groaning all the night. Making my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. And the Lord knows. The Lord knows all about us. Knows our weakness. Knows our insufficiency. Knows our tears. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When I am weak, then I am strong, for I am weak. What a mercy to know it. May you prove it. May I prove it. May, in our wilderness journey, may we feel our weakness. May the Lord lead us to know our weakness. And may we be found leaning upon him for all strength, for all grace, for all support, for all that we need. For I am weak. Make it a prayer to the Lord. Lord, I'm weak. Lord, I've got no strength. Lord, I don't know how to get through this day. I don't know how to fulfill these responsibilities. Lord, I don't know how to do what. Help me, Lord. Undertake for me, Lord. Do all things for me, Lord. Leave me not, neither forsake me. What a thought that is, isn't it? We're weak and we need the Lord's presence. We need His upholding. We need Him with us to carry us. We need the Lord to be with us in all things. That one that sticketh closer than a brother. That brother born for an adversity. For I am weak. May we each know our weakness. May the Lord teach us our weakness. And may the Lord lead us to trust in Him. May the Lord lead us to prove His strength. My grace, His grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Just before I finish, I'd like to refer briefly to the second hymn that your deacon has chose. Sorry, wrong words. That the Lord directed your deacon to choose. And I believe I'm saying that right now. Jesus, immutably the same. Thou true and living vine. Around thy all-supporting stem. My feeble arms are twined. Feeble, weak, for I am weak. I can do nothing without thee. Nothing. My strength is wholly thine. Withered and barren should I be, if severed from the vine. What a mercy, isn't it? If you and I are grafted upon that one true vine, receiving everything from within our strength, receiving our support, I can do nothing without thee. My strength is wholly thine. For I am weak. Amen.
Let us conclude by singing hymn number 958. Hymn 958. June Sin Saviour 228. Oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Hymn 958, June Sin Saviour 228.
A light.
says in the Holy Word of God, as thy days, so shall thy strength be, for I am weak. Great and almighty Lord God, forgive anything this poor sinner said amiss in our attempts to worship thee this night. For if thy blessing anything that's been in accordance with thy mind and with thy will, we're weak, we're feeble. But it's thy strength, Lord. May we each know that strength. That strength, Lord, to keep going. That strength, Lord, to persevere. And that strength, Lord, which comes alone from thee. When I am weak, then I am strong. What a mercy, it's thy grace, Lord. May we know more of thy grace. And may we each grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Knowledge of ourselves, our poorness, our poverty, our weakness, and knowledge of thee, a wonderful Saviour, to vile, filthy sinners. Lord, have mercy. Be with us as we part. Keep the devil from us. Keep us safe from harm. Preserve us from all evil. Grant journey and mercy to those of us that journey. Do, Lord, be with us. Leave us not, neither forsake us. As we ask it all, for Jesus Christ, in the name of the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, the Lord God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each now and forevermore. Amen.